Good morning. The cool front that produced a round of scattered showers and thunderstorms late yesterday afternoon and through the evening hours in parts of interior New York and New England is now pressing off to the east and off the eastern seaboard. Along with it will go the increasing warmth and humidity that we had over the midweek period, and in will come drier, cooler air from Canada on the heels of a northwest breeze that at times will gust up to and perhaps even over 20 miles per hour. We'll also scour out the cloud cover, and with plenty of sunshine mixed with a few clouds today, temperatures will climb back through the 60s and into the middle and upper 70s on average for afternoon highs. A big area of high pressure will continue to build in from the Great Lakes overnight tonight. With the high overhead, skies will be clear and the winds will go light, and as a result, we'll have comfortably crisp overnight lows with most places down into the lower 50s, 40s across the northern parts of New York and Vermont, and some of the mountainous areas could even get down into the 30s by tomorrow morning. This will all set us up for a beautiful weekend ahead with the same high pressure center dominating and settling in overhead. We'll have brilliant sunshine and low humidity for the day on Saturday with highs in the middle to upper 70s, comfortable overnight lows in the 50s again on Saturday night, and highs back into the upper 70s and lower 80s with brilliant sunshine during the day on Sunday. As we enter into the early part of next week, a ridge of high pressure will warm things up a bit, and weak disturbances around the top of that ridge will spill into the northeastern part of the country, producing at least small chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms for the period Monday through Wednesday. Highs during that period will be in the lower to middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low-pressure system located off the California coast will track northeast, bringing scattered showers and thunderstorms to Northern California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and parts of Montana today. Frequent lightning and gusty winds are forecast with this storm system, and as a result, fire weather watches and warnings are in effect for most of the region. Meanwhile, while most of the rain has come to an end in the southeast, the flood warnings continue for many rivers, streams, and creeks as the water is still running high and in many cases still above flood stage. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Panama City, Florida, at 2:46 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Red Deer, Alberta, Canada, at 4:09 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. At Mount Washington this morning, we have 1/16 of a mile visibility and fog, 41 degrees, with a north-northwest wind at 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 24 degrees. In Albany on the hour, we have scattered clouds and 64 degrees, the dew point 59, a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, 84% relative humidity, and the barometer at 29.94 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 37 at Langdon, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny near 80, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low 64. The average temperature 76, that's 6 degrees above normal. 16 hundredths of an inch of precipitation yesterday, for the month now 2.16 inches, which is 4/10 of an inch below normal. And 30.97 inches for the year, which is 5.72 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 11 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 95, that's 43 below normal. And 638 for the year, which is 134 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59, the record high, 94, set in 1947, and the record low, 44, in 1988. Sunrise this morning was at 6:10 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:44 p.m., 13 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mixture of sunshine and clouds and breezy with lower humidity today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. clear and cool tonight with lows in the 40s and even some 30s across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy with lower humidity today and highs in the lower 80s. Clear and pleasantly cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with lower humidity today and highs in the lower to mid 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, with lower humidity today, highs will be in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy with lower humidity today and highs in the upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, brilliant sunshine, comfortably mild in the middle to upper 70s. More sunshine on Sunday in the upper 70s and lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds for the period Monday through Wednesday. There's a chance of a scattered shower and thunderstorm each day with highs in the mid-80s. And a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with highs back into the lower and middle 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.